the Sportscast, February 9th, 2022. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch.tv, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can also visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also on our Twitter, thesportscast1, or you can get our app, The Sportscast. A lot of late breaking news. Let's see what's going to happen. Today, we're previewing the Super Bowl. And this weekend is the Super Bowl. Super Bowl week. A lot going on in the news. We had a few hires this past week. I believe the last one was yesterday with the Saints. And anyways, today we have two big stars, a lot of energy. We got Aaron Bernstein, who has celebrated his two-year anniversary, and Joe Toscano, a man that's waiting to see who's going to be the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Welcome to the update.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hello.
Aaron, we'll start with you. How was your anniversary dinner last night?
Oh, it was delicious. I went into a food coma after the cheesecake. The steak was good. It was a toss-up. It came down to the steak or a lamb and steak combo that they had, but it was delicious nonetheless.
And Joe Toscano, you finished some few runs this past weekend, right?
I did. Yeah.
How'd that go?
I'm always running. I'm running to find the next Steelers quarterback,
which Aaron thinks is Malik Willis.
I would be okay with that. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would be okay with that. They're probably going to end up with Sam Howell or some dollar store version of some crappy quarterback, probably Mariota or some crap like that.
Yeah, it could be a Mariota. It's bleak move. Aaron, before we jump into Super Bowl preview, what are your thoughts over this past week's NFL hires so far?
It's to be expected. I think the biggest one that I paid attention to was the Texans with Lovie Smith getting hired. I thought that was great because he did a great job the last time he was coaching. I know, you know, the fans, you know, they did pretty good for the disaster that team has been because of the Deshaun Watson saga that's still going on. I think they did a fairly decent job. They got more wins than I thought they would. But I think if any coach could turn it around that is experienced, I think he could do that. I have my thoughts on the other outside, you know, prior Dolphins head coaching jobs, news that made headlines within the last week with lawsuits and things of that nature. But I don't think it's going to look too good for his lawsuit given the hirings that have been going on. But yeah, I think it's been interesting. I think the toughest one is going to be the Saints to take over for Sean Payton. That's going to be, I think, the hardest one to try to keep that a winning organization. The Texans, that's a team, that's a rebuild. You know that. We know that. Most of the teams were established, but I think the hardest one you're going to be filling the shoes for is the Saints in my book. That one looks like it's, I mean, you've got a very good coach that is no longer there, and you've got massive shoes to fill.
Do you think it matters who's the coach? I mean, can Lovie Smith help Deshaun Watson play again, or it doesn't really matter?
I don't know. He might be able to, but I think Watson just wants out. I don't think he wants to be there. But I mean, if anybody could turn it around to get him to stay, Lovie would probably be the one that could do it. I don't know if that bridge has been shattered, or there's no hope of repair, or if Lovie can turn it around. I'm not sure.
Joe?
The Texans are a mess. They're in limbo until this whole Deshaun Watson thing gets resolved. And so, I mean, it's just, it's just a mess. It was a mess this past year. It's going to be a mess. This Lovie Smith thing. I mean, no disrespect to him, but it's like, what's going on here? It's like, they're just in limbo.
It was like a last minute hire. They consider him last minute for some reason.
I mean, it kind of sounds like, I think they wanted McCown or something like that, and they were like kind of forced to get left. I don't know. It's just the whole organization is a mess. They're just waiting for the Deshaun Watson thing.
It's kind of, I feel it's kind of like when Rivera took over for Washington, he walked into a giant dumpster fire and has slowly gotten things back to, and then of course, obviously Snyder can't just stay out of the news for them, but it's almost like watching with Lovey taking over. It's like watching what Rivera went through. So maybe they're communicating like, hey, Rivera's like, hey, Lovey, this is just prep yourself. You're going into a disaster. Stay strong, man. Stay strong.
You mentioned Washington. They got a new name. You have not talked about it on air. Your thoughts on the new name, the Commanders.
I think it's stupid. I don't know what I just got. I grew up for years with the old name. I would have rather them kept the you know, Washington football team. I just think it's a stupid name. Like, you had countless names. They had what, 40 some names. I read the reports. I mean, nobody liked it. Like, the people that were reviewing it, the Hall of Famers, all, nobody really liked it. I don't know what it went through. I watched Good Morning Football or whatever it is on ESPN. They seem to all like the name. I guess it's got to grow on me. I got to get used to it. I like the uniforms. The uniforms are nice. I like the fact that the logo keeps the history of the team with all of the different years, with the championships and then the Super Bowl. So I do like that they're keeping track of the history of the team. The name's got to grow on me. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be okay with it by the time the season starts.
I agree. They should have kept the name. Well, I would have kept it with the Washington football team. People are making fun of it. They're calling it the Commandos, like Ray would say. Commandos. or the Communists, like Jeff would say it.
If they had gone with something that, like Red Wolves, anything with an R, I think that would have been better. I mean, they're better logos. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, at least we're not the Texans right now, so.
Yeah, and Joe Theismann was right. You cannot tell him a secret, so.
he blew that one ahead of time. So
exactly. All right, let's go into the Super Bowl this weekend. The Los Angeles Rams, second time in 4 years going into the Super Bowl. They're at home. They, you know, have a great defense. One of the best defenses in the league. They got Von Miller and of course Mr. Aaron Donald, and covering the spaces and everything. Let's start with Joe. This Rams team, you know, went through a steady path. Well, not a steady path. Kind of difficult with the Bucs, and then they beat the Niners. What are your thoughts over this Rams team?
The Rams, I mean, it's Super Bowl or bust, and they made the Super Bowl. It's all about. You know, making the Super Bowl, and they did it. They, you know, so far so good, but you know they're all just, it's all just coming to this year, coming to this moment right now. So they're a very good team. Like you said, they're a very good defense. Cooper Kupp is having an amazing year. You could argue for him being MVP of the league. So far, so good. That's their plan. Their plan worked out so far. We'll see what happens.
Aaron, the Rams are playing in their home stadium. Can they capitalize playing at home? Even though they're the away team technically, but can they capitalize this moment?
I think they can. The X factor still to me is Matthew Stafford. Kupp, Odell, those two will hands down keep them in the game. And the defense, as long as it doesn't take them an entire first half to wake up. If they put pressure from right out the go with Donald and Miller putting pressure on Burrow, they have a strong chance of winning. We saw with the Niners, it took them forever to wait. Like second half, they woke up. They can't do that with the Bengals. They've got to come right out of the gate and just blitz, or at least just put pressure on him, shake him up. We know the offensive line is for the Bengals is not strong. But they're still in the Super Bowl, even with a weak offensive line, they made it. But like I said, my X factor is always going to stick with Matthew Stafford. I trust Akers. I trust the rest of the team. Defense has got to go in right off the gate, and Stafford's just got to stay calm, because when he gets flustered, he can just launch it. We know he's got the arm. He likes to be the gunslinger, but he makes mistakes doing that. And I think that's the key that the Bengals can capitalize on.
Joe, what is the key for the Rams? Is it their offense with Stafford and Kupp, or is it their defense?
Aaron stole my thunder. The entire X factor.
Aaron's on fire today. I'm done.
Entire game. The entire X factor. The entire game. And I love that. I think this is a real E matchup, but it's all on Matthew Stafford. Stafford can either allow the team to win, or he could torpedo the entire team. It all comes down to him. He has done some really stupid things and have made some really bad throws and bad decisions in previous games. But in this playoffs, he's been pretty good. So if he's okay, I actually have a stat about this. They are 11-0 this season when his rating is over 100. So if he's good, the team is good and they're going to win. It really comes down to that. I give the Rams the edge for a couple reasons, but yeah, the whole thing rests on Matthew Stafford.
Odell Beckham Jr. Can he shine on the big stage? Will they need him big, Aaron?
I think he can, and I think he will. He's been showing up. He's already proven what his worth is to that team all season long. When he started, I think. That's the key, is the Bengals have to worry about him because they've got weapons. They've got Kupp, they've got Akers. The problem is if you take your eyes off Odell 1 second, he can change the game in a heartbeat. And I think he's going to show up. He's going to put on a good show. It's the Super Bowl. That he's been wanting to do that all season to get there. And I think this is going to be his moment.
Yeah. And Ray says Akers will get 75 yards and 2 touchdowns. You think?
I could see it. Akers is good. I can't keep up with Ray's stats. He's dropping stats like crazy in there.
Odell getting 80 yards and a touchdown.
That's very easy that could happen. Stafford likes to throw the ball. That's the thing. And with those weapons, you're on your home. You're in your. It doesn't matter that they're listed as the away team. They are the home team. We know. We all know that it's a technicality that puts the Bengals as the home team. But that's the Rams' home field. I think it's going to play to their advantage. Definitely, and they have a strong chance of winning it.
Yeah, which helped out the Bucks at a certain degree last year when they beat the Chiefs. Let's go into the Cincinnati Bengals, young squad, Joe Burrow, number one overall pick in 2020 and 2021 first round pick, Ja'Marr Chase. They have not lost a single elimination game. College football, they did not lose. They won it. And right now, they're undefeated in the playoffs. Let's start with Joe. Can these two put up a good show and maybe, you know, turn against the odds?
They could, but there's also a really good reason why they won't. And that's because I think a key matchup of this game is that weak Bengals offensive line against that very strong Rams defensive line. And I think that's going to be the key to the game. Just like last year when Mahomes was running for his life because his offensive line was a mess against that very strong Tampa defensive line, I think we might see the same thing this year. It's just a huge matchup. The Bengals are they've allowed 33 sacks in the last 8 games, and I don't want to disrespect the Bengals because they deserve to be in the Super Bowl, but they kind of got lucky. They should have lost against Tennessee and they should have lost against Kansas City. Against Tennessee, they allowed 9 sacks. And the only reason they lost that game, the only reason Tennessee lost that game was because Ryan Tannehill handed it to the Bengals. Same thing at Kansas City. Kansas City should have won. They got arrogant and they, for some reason, abandoned the run. They could have just run easily, but they got arrogance and that's why Kansas City lost. So no disrespect to the Bengals. They're good, but they easily could not have been here.
Aaron believed in the Bengals since the beginning of the postseason, at least.
Yeah. I still believe in them. I still have faith in them. It's going to be a tougher matchup for me, with the Bengals. This is a tougher matchup than facing the Chiefs. The Chiefs are good. There's no question. I think it was a shock to see the Bengals get that upset win, but they've got their money, their work cut out for them against the Rams. The Rams defense is going to make or break that Bengals getting the Super Bowl win. And the problem for me is it's not Ja'Marr Chase. It's not Burrow, because those two they picked up right where they left off in college. It's going to be that line. If that line can hold together for a little bit, I think they have a chance. But that's their X factor. The X factor for the Bengals is that offensive line. We know that they are a weak link. I don't know how that's gonna hold up.
Justin Riley says the only consistent good player of Cincy is offensive line. Williams. Thoughts, Joe?
Wait, what? Well, the only consistently good player on the Rams is Aaron Donald. Oh, and Von Miller and the rest of that defensive line. Aaron Donald is, if you ranked all of the defensive players in the NFL, there's like a God tier. There's three people in that. There's TJ Watt, Miles Garrett, and Aaron Donald. They're that good. Aaron Donald can single-handedly wreck a game. So, and by the way, Von Miller too. And they also have everybody else on that defensive line is really good. So I could just see that being a really big factor. And I think Burrow can work around that because he's worked around that for all the playoffs. So, I mean, he's like this Bengals team is magical. So they could work around these issues. But still, when you're running for your life all the time, that doesn't give you a good chance to win.
Mr. Aaron, what is the Bengals' biggest weakness?
That offensive line. Hands down, that's the problem, is that offensive line. And I think that if they have got to do something, because it's not just one player that they have to hold against with Aaron Donald. It's Von Miller is the other one. And everybody else on the team, I totally agree that this is going to be – I don't think that it's no question that the Bengals have something going on that got them where they are in the Super Bowl. They definitely it's the Cinderella story that we see, like with, you know, March Madness. You always have that one team. This is the Bengals. But I don't know with that line if that's going to be able enough with all of their weapons they have on offense and the way that their defense has been able to pull things off, and their kicking has always comes down to it. I don't know if that's enough, because the line scares me with those two players on the Rams defense.
The Donald is eating a good Super Bowl night. That's what Ray said. MVP Matt, he'll be crying on stage with his wife, and I can't read that. Donald and Miller will show up in this game. A lot going on. That defense of the Rams is a big talk. That old line is a big talk. Is this a very predictable game?
I don't know if it is or not. I know a lot of people are just saying the Rams got this in the bag because of the defense. I think it's a good matchup. I think you've got a great matchup between these two, because you've got the Rams defense, and yeah, you got a great Rams offense with a potentially, you know, with the quarterback that can either make or break that whole win. And you've got the Bengals, who are just, they're an unknown. The way they got into the Super Bowl still baffles my mind. I think they're the unknown, because you just don't know with them.
I think the Bengals have like less pressure than the Rams. It feels like that's what they've been going through most of this postseason. Against the Titans had more pressure. The Chiefs had more pressure. Is that, could that favor the Bengals, Joe?
Yes, because sometimes you're so young, you don't know that you're supposed to not be there or not supposed to win this thing. I don't want to say they're too stupid to know they're not supposed to be there, but no, I mean, that could be it. you know, telling Joe Burrow, hey, you can't handle the pressure. You know, they told him that in LSU and he won a national championship. They've been telling him that, you know, you can't win with the Bengals. You can't win in the playoffs. And he just keeps proving them wrong. Joe Burrow is special and he's magical. And this team is magical. I give all props to how they have been able to win games this season and in this playoffs. But also, there's two factors that I think are in favor of the Rams. One of them is it is a home game. I know it's weird. I know it's a weird home game, but it's a home game, and that has to help them. Also, the Rams have a little bit more Super Bowl experience. And I think being in the Super Bowl for the first time, this isn't a regular game. This isn't a game that, you know, a regular season game where, you know, only like, you know, 5 million people are watching. This isn't a playoff game where 20 or 30 million people are watching. The entire world is watching this thing, and that could eat you up. That could, you know, that pressure can get to you. So I think possibly even if it's just for half a quarter or a quarter or something like that, I think that could bother the Bengals and throw them off a little bit.
There you have it. Aaron got it off his chest. Same for Joe. Let's go into the final predictions. The Rams are favored 4.5 points in Caesars Sportsbook. Let's start with Aaron. What is your score prediction and the winner?
I'm going Bengals to win it. And I'm going to say 31-28. I think it'll come down to a field goal.
McPherson.
That might be kind of a high mark, but for the score, but with the weapons that they have, I think it's going to be back and forth, and I could see it coming down to a field goal.
McPherson, you trust him?
Yeah, I trust him.
He's clutch.
He's gotten them this far. This true. He's gotten them this far. I think he's got to. If it comes down to a field goal, I think the Bengals have it. I have that feeling that they can finish it off with the way that they've done it. They've been following the same trend that the Giants did. They're too when they shouldn't have been there. The first time the Giants won the Super Bowl against the Patriots, they shouldn't have been there. So they were on the road the whole time. They kept winning. I don't know how. So I think the Rams win, or the Bengals win it 31-28.
Yep. Ray has it at 28-14 Rams. Let's go to Joe Toscano. Close to Cincinnati. Is he going to go to the nearest team or will he go for the home team?
I'm going to say Rams 30-25 because the line is 4.5. And I think they're going to cover.
If you get a perfect score, I guess you get more money. Justin says the one pressure for the Rams is Matt Stafford. He's wasted the majority of his career with the Lions. You have to ask after this, how many more Super Bowl opportunities will he have, Aaron?
I think this is it. I don't know how many more chances. I think the reason they went with Stafford was to a Super Bowl or bust. And I mean, he wins it. He's young enough. He could. I mean, he's been in the league a long time. I mean, granted, all of that was with the Lions, so that was like probably almost killed his career. I don't know if he comes back another year. I don't know if they could do it. They've got a lot of players and a lot of money spent to get to where they are, and I think the salary cap's going to kill them if they don't win.
That is Super Bowl or bust, as Ray would say it. Super Bowl halftime show. Joe, is Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and Mary Blige? Do you have any prediction for that show?
I feel
I don't know. What would prediction? I think they're going to sing some songs. I mean, what do you mean?
Is it going to be amazing, or is it going to be, you know, thumbs down?
I think we went back in a time machine.
This is the 90s. A lot of rap artists.
I'm excited. I think we'll be talking about it. Something will happen that we'll be talking about. Something will go viral. Something will go crazy.
Like Ray says, Tupac what. Hologram.
Or something. Well, let's hope not with the next one.
It's going to be a Tom Brady hologram in a third quarter.
Oh wow. Yeah, which
you can't sack a hologram.
Which the MVP awards is this weekend. Who's gonna win, these guys think?
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I have to agree with that. He doesn't deserve it. I think Brady hands down deserves the MVP. Statistic wise, he had the stats. Look how far he almost came to getting to the Super Bowl again. Even with his age and everything, but I think they're going to go with Rodgers just because, you know, I don't think the NFL wants to listen to him whine and cry again, you know, if he doesn't get it.
They could give it to Brady.
How about you, Joe?
Yeah, they could give it to Brady on, the farewell, you know, we love you, Tom. I mean, everything's going to be how much we love Tom Brady.
Cooper Kupp. Yeah, Cooper Kupp is a strong candidate. If he doesn't come in first, he definitely was a second or third. There's a poll question of the day on the Sportscast Twitter. What style of pizza you like? Options are New York style, Napolitan, Chicago style, or Sicilian. Let's go with Aaron. What is your choice?
I just like pizza in general. But seriously. I think if I was going to go with one, I would have to go Sicilian.
That's good. Joe Toscano, you're an Italian. What is your favorite style of pizza?
Give me the pizza. I mean, I don't mind Chicago. I don't mind Chicago, although it's very different than all the regular ones. But good Chicago style, that deep dish pizza, I still like that. I like New York style. To me, there are very few bad pizzas out there. If I got pizza in front of me, I'm very happy.
That's true. It's hard to find a bad pizza.
Yeah.
Unless you go to Barstool, they'll let you know what's a bad one. New York style's winning 50%, Chicago 25%, Sicilian 17%, Napolitan 8%. My favorite is Napolitan. One of our sportscast followers told me that his favorite was Ohio Valley style pizza. Have you heard of it, Joe?
Interesting.
I just heard about it today. So I believe what it is, and there's a couple places in Pittsburgh that do this. You got your pizza, you got your bread, you got your sauce. And instead of cooking the cheese, you put cold cheese on top, and the cheese melts as like it's on top of the pizza.
The crust cooks the cheese itself.
Yes.
Outside the oven.
And the toppings. I'm not a fan of that because I don't like cold cheese on pizza. I love cold cheese. Shredded mozzarella is one of my favorite things ever. But cold cheese on top of a pizza, it just does not appeal to me at all. I think it's really dumb.
What about you, Aaron? Would you ever had that type of pizza?
I've never had it. I'd try it. I'd never heard of it until just now. But I'd give it a try. I don't know how well I would like. Like, I agree. I don't know if I would like cold cheese, but I mean, I like cheese in general, but I don't know. It would be interesting to try.
I like to cook. I think that the cheese will not completely melt, but I think it'll be warm enough, I guess you can say. Maybe not like gooey cheesy, but it'll be good enough to eat edible. But thank you, Frank BWV. He's on Twitter. He let us know today, and he said Ohio style. I YouTubed it. And it looked pretty interesting. Not the best, like Joe would say, but you can't go wrong with pizza, right? It's like ice cream. You can't go wrong.
Yeah.
With it. Anyways, 6:30 p.m. Eastern this weekend on Super Bowl Sunday on NBC. Kickoff at 6:30. I reserve my seats on Dave & Buster's. I'm going to watch it with friends, and we're going to enjoy a good game. Hopefully good first half, and then second half will be pretty close. Let's go into contact information. Aaron, what is the best way to reach you online? To find out which restaurant you went to last night.
Yeah. Vet Cloud Gaming on Twitter and Twitch is the best ways to get a hold of me.
And Joe Toscano, a man that knows what to eat on Super Bowl. What is the best way to reach you? So you can send the followers your list of snacks to eat on Super Bowl Sunday.
I love Super Bowl snacks. I'm Joey Vagadona. It's V and 7F. I love wings. Give me some pizza. Get me some fried mozzarella. That's my thing. Potato skins too.
Oof,
and dip. Man. And yeah, I eat good on Super Bowl Sunday.
I mean, I'm sure you do. Ray has a 75-inch 4K with pulled pork sandwiches for me. That's what Ray said. So that sounds pretty good.
Let's go to Ray's house.
I've got a big screen with the projector. set up for the Super Bowl. So I'll have it on the big screen that way.
Amazing. And news from Jeff. He says the NFL will play its first regular season in Munich, Germany in 2022 and four games altogether in Germany through 2025.
Yeah, I saw that around the NFL post that Munich gets to host their first ever NFL regular season game. And Frankfurt's going to get some games too, but they've got five. I saw Munich is getting one. Where was it? One in Mexico and three in UK, in the UK. So
yeah,
they're definitely trying to, the NFL's definitely trying to expand to get everywhere
worldwide. And usually
I don't know how, you know, is it, I mean, you're not going to take out, you know, soccer or football in the UK. I know that's what they're trying to do. I know that's why they keep doing the international games. I just don't see it happening. I mean, that
it's still very popular.
And yeah.
American football is very popular.
Yeah.
I predict in the future there will be at least one team permanently in Europe. I could see a London team, a German team, a Barcelona team, and maybe, I don't know, let's throw one in Italy or something like that. We're just going to have a European division.
I can see that happening if they to expect. I think this is what the NFL is doing. They're testing the waters. That's why you keep seeing more and more places. I think eventually we'll see them test the waters, maybe in Italy, with a game, and then eventually I think they could open up another division, a whole nother division. Or, you know, whatever. I don't
NFL Europe
conference. Yeah, I could see it happening
again.
It's a lot of traveling. I would love to be the one that gives the if they need a frequent flyer mileage. I've got the card they can use.
NFL Europe gave us Kurt Warner, by the way.
Yeah,
there you go.
So hopefully they'll bring it back.
Dragons, baby.
Not sure why they closed it down, but maybe they'll try it again next time. Anyways. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1. We'll be tomorrow, Jersey Boys Sports Talk. I'll be substituting tomorrow. Victor is on assignment in Vegas, so that should be exciting. See what the Jersey Boys have to say. And the Giants, they're getting their coaches together, and things are formulating, and we'll see what happens. But, boys, I appreciate you guys coming on to the Update Sportscast.
Not a problem.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me.